to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Girls Basketball. Warriors taking on the Dayton Pirates tonight from Dayton High School. It's had a boys game where the Warrior boys had a 2-point lead at halftime on the top-ranked team in the state. We're down by 7 after 3, but with 2.5 minutes to go in the third, had it down to a 2-point game. And then Dayton was able to kind of pick up their intensity, and the Warriors didn't match it very well, and it went downhill from there. But a good effort by the boys, some things that they can definitely improve on, and if they do those things, then it's going to turn out all right for them against most opponents. All right. I don't know if Ron doesn't have his headset on. That's fine. But we're getting ready for girls basketball now. The Warriors are ranked number 3 in the state, and Dayton comes into this 1-8, ranked 34th out of 45. They're going to start number 3, Bailey Quinlan. Number 5, Renica Oliveira. Number 11, Melissa Arroyo. Number 21, Riley Hedgecock. And number 33, Valen Guthrie. For the Warriors, it's going to be 80 and Maya and Eliza, Sarah Lynn, and Megan Sharp. So the Warriors going with bringing Kylie Kendall off the bench along with Alyssa McMullen. That'll be your 7. It's always your 7, right, Ron?
Yep.
Until Ellie gets back, that's your 7-man rotation. When Ellie comes back, you'll add that to an 8. And hopefully she will pass her next assessment and be cleared to go.
I heard it was this Friday.
It's coming up. She's got to get that hamstring a little stronger, she told me. She's just not quite strong enough in that hamstring. You know, so the knee is, the stability in the knee is, you've got to have muscular balance between your flexors and your extensors. So your quads and your hamstrings have to have balance or else you end up with other injuries. And what happens is, you know, when they did that surgery, they took some of her hamstring, they used that to make the new ligament, and that hamstring gets weaker faster than the quads do, and it's harder to build it back. And so it's easy to get those quads back and strong. She's got to get that balance between the quads and the hamstrings, and once she does that, then I think she's going to be good to go. So she's working her tail off right now, trying to get to that point. So the Warriors come into this game. I mean, this is, I don't know, Ron, can you sum up what Jed's goals are here in a couple of phrases?
Well, I think he'd like to jump off. I mean, there should be no hesitation in how they play defense, and the game should be 25-2 at the end of the first quarter. I mean, just like we played Sio.
I think we want to see just what you said. We want to see getting out quick, playing good defense, and creating some turnovers right out of the gate. And then I think when we do settle into the half court, like to see Sarah Lynn get involved in that low post right away.
Like she was last game, yep. Sio. Remember she had 6 or 8 points like right away.
And I think she's really the trigger to this offense exploding, because when the defense has to pay attention to the inside, then the outside gets easy shots.
Yeah.
It's always been that way, always will be that way in basketball. And when Sarah Lynn is causing problems around the basket, your defense has to change.
And Sharp can should have her way inside too.
And this is a team that, I mean, number one, we should shoot a very high percentage against them because it should be a lot of lay-ins. So there shouldn't be a lot of opportunities for them to get rebounds and get out and run at all. On the defensive end, when they do break the press, look for the Warriors to really collapse, force them to hit outside shots to get any points at all. They're not going to get anything near the basket. And if they put the ball on the floor, it's probably not coming back up to their dribble.
No.
There's some quick hands out there for this Warrior bunch. Warriors in their traveling royal uniforms with gray trim and white numbers and letters. Dayton home white uniforms with burgundy and black trim. Burgundy numbers, letters. Dayton is coached by Haley Rogers. Amity, of course, coached by Jed McMullen. Assisted by Tim Harzma, Amanda Grove, and
National Anthem again.
And Carl McShane. Okay, we're going to get a National Anthem twice. We're going to take a quick break this time. We can let you listen to it once. I think you know the tune. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors getting introduced right now. When you go with Scharf and Sarah Lynn, that's probably about as big as you can go with a starting lineup. I don't think that at this point, if Kylie will start shooting the ball better from three-point range, Kylie Kendall, you can start to run her out as more of a small forward, but her shooting hasn't been that hot yet this year. Hopefully coming off the bench today, she can knock down some three-pointers and really get things going well. So, Bailey Quinlan, a sophomore, Renica Oliveira, a junior, Melissa Arroyo, a sophomore, Riley Hedgecock, a sophomore, Valen Guthrie, a sophomore. So that's their lineup, four sophomores and a junior, which seems pretty old compared to ours.
What's that now?
Their lineup of four sophomores and a junior seems pretty old compared to ours. We've got a senior, two sophomores, and two freshmen. All right. Sarah Lynn will jump center with Hedgecock. Here we go. Play some basketball, folks. Warriors win the tap. 80. Works quick to her left. Gets in deep. Bounce pass to Scharf. Out to Grove. They swing it on top. Eliza at the foul line to Grove. Hits Harzma. 2-3 zone for Dayton right now. They get it back door to Eliza, and she gets the basket. She was jumping up and down calling for that ball. It took a while for Sarah Lynn to find her. They break some pressure, get it to half court, and picked off by Eliza. Eliza, or 80, ahead to Eliza. Eliza puts the brakes on, misses the lay-in, and Harzma can't save it. Gonna get a push on White. It's going to be Warriors ball. Going to get a push on number 33. That's Guthrie. Warriors ball up 2-0 here. 40 seconds in. 80 in the corner. They go down low to Eliza. Bad pass, but ends up in Sharp's hands. Puts the ball on the floor for some reason. Should have just shot it. Jump ball. This one will go on the ultimate possession today.
Kind of a clumsy pass. It
started bad pass by Sarah Lynn.
Yeah.
At the feet of Eliza. There's a bad pass inbound. Grove gets it to Sharp. Over to Harzma. Warriors with a steal. Harzma in the corner to Eliza. Eliza out on top to 80. 80 works right. Back to Eliza in the corner. Down low. Grove finds the cutter. Sharp lays it up and in. Great pass. There's a pass tip by Eliza. They get it back, and a foul on Eliza from behind, I think. Her first. I know that's part of the conversations that Jed and Tim and others have been having with her about staying out of foul trouble early in these games. There she gets a reach-in foul. That's two. And that's what I'm talking about right there. She goes for the steal.
Not there.
It's just not there.
Oh.
And so Eliza coming out of the game right away with two fouls. That's going to frustrate that young lady. She's pretty hard on herself, but she's got to get a little bit better self-control out there. Pick her spots a little bit better. They get it in, and the ball tipped by McMullen into the game. They end up with it. Right wing out on top, knocked away, controlled by Oliveira. Oliveira working on 80 nicely. Guthrie Ball tipped by Nisley. Ends up back in the hands of Quinlan. Quinlan down in the corner. They get it underneath. Missed shot inside. Rebounded by Harzma. Harzma to Nisley. Nisley looking up the whole time. Nothing there. Now finds Grove. Grove on the baseline. Takes a step. Blocked out of bounds. I think by Guthrie from the side maybe. Possibly by Arroyo. Go in the corner. 80 Nisley for three. Halfway down. Won't stay. Rebound. Pulled down by Oliveira. Still 4-0 Warriors. Oliveira picks her dribble up, swings it across. They hook a pass down, and Grove's going to get a foul. Same problem. Grove and Eliza both take the path to the ball through the offensive player rather than around them. They got to get higher on the pass side. Third team foul array on the Warriors. Ball knocked away, chased down by Guthrie. Bounce pass in the high post, Oliveira along the baseline. Short jumper missed there by Hedgecock, rebounded by McMullen. Harzma ahead to 80 to the cutter, Grove, and a jump ball. Good play by Arroyo. It'll be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. Right side of the key on the baseline in the corner. 80 fakes the three, gets to the mid-range. Back to the right corner. Harzma gets in deep, lays it up and in. What a move by Maya Harzma. Her first basket of the game. 6-0 Warriors. They throw long ahead to block shot there by Grove on Quinlan. But, yeah, nice job by the Warriors. Sarah Lynn Grove with a great defensive recovery. Grove down low. Finds Scharf with the cut. Blocked from behind. Chased down by Harzma. Out to 80, 22-footer, good! 80, Nisley buries the three from the left wing. 9-0 Warriors. Hedgecock gets it ahead to Oliveira. Oliveira gets in deep.
She traveled.
And they're going to bail her out. She totally shuffled her feet.
Oh,
that was a terrible no-call. That's what Sarah's saying. She traveled and ran right into me.
Sarah's got two fouls now.
Two on Sarah, two on Eliza. That'll get Kylie into the game. She has to stop and give Tim five on the way in. First one by Oliveira, no good. Yeah, you reward a bad basketball play. You bail them out with a foul. They get a violation. Instead of calling that, she misses a pair. Little justice in the world. Scharf with the rebound. Warriors still up 9-0. Harzma in the corner. Kendall for three.
So.
Little strong. Scharf tips. Going to be off the leg of Nisley and out of bounds. It's all right. I'm okay with her getting that first shot out of the way. Just came into the game. You're up 9-0. Let's get that shot rolling. She can put some daggers in you pretty quick. Pass ahead.
Traveled.
That was a travel. Finally, they call one here. This one on Quinlan. Quinlan is not good. Every time Quinlan has the ball, they need to pressure her. She will turn it over every single time. And she's going to come out, so maybe not. Harville into the game. Harville actually kind of hurt us last year a little bit. Or maybe the year before. Subby Harville, senior. She can actually shoot the ball a little bit. Surprised she's not starting. Harzma to McMullen in the corner. Kendall back to McMullen. McMullen to Harzma on top. Alyssa with it. Nothing to do against this zone yet. Skip pass over to Harzma. Lost it. Stolen by Arroyo. Pass ahead to Oliveira. She throws it away. Just keep on forcing it, Dayton. Keep on turning the ball over. Timeout taken by Dayton. 4:10 left to go in the first quarter. It's 9-0 Warriors. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. It's going to be Warrior basketball along the Dayton baseline. Warriors going left to right in front of us here in this first half. Enjoy a little bit of the Dayton band here. Rocky theme. But Ron, it seems like the Warriors, with the lineup that's in there right now, kind of having a hard time attacking that zone. Without Eliza and without Sarah Lynn in there, they're just not quite the same on the half-court offense so far tonight. All right. Dayton ball. Oh, I thought it was Warriors ball.
Yeah. They said we tipped it.
Hedgecock puts up a three and hits it. Nobody on her. Huh. I didn't see that. All right. Warriors up 9-3. Maya to 80, the left wing. Nisley in the corner to McMullen. Back to Nisley. Nisley on top. They swing it right side. Harzma back to Kendall. Swings it to McMullen. Down low on the baseline.
Nice
pass. Sharp. Good job. 80 Nisley with the assist to Megan Sharp right along the baseline post to post. There's a ball thrown away and stolen by Sharp. Gets it to McMullen. To 80 Nisley. Steps through. Hooks it to McMullen. Fades. Misses the little jumper. 80 Nisley with the rebound inside. Turns, scoops, no good. Olivera should have kicked that one back out and reset. Olivera throws long ahead to Subby Marble. Harville loses it on the dribble. Jump ball. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession, I believe. They've got it wrong on the clock. No, they're going to give it back to him. No. That is not right. There was a jump ball after that they gave them. Oh, my goodness. Well, officials need to override the shot clock or the clock up there. There's a missed air ball by Olivera, rebounded by Kendall. Long pass ahead, too far as Nisley throws it out in front of McMullen. You got to put a little backspin on that ball, Ron. Two-hand chest pass with some backspin. You throw it past the player and let it kick back up so they can just field it on the bounce. 11-3 Warriors, 3:07 left to go first quarter. Warriors have turned the ball over uncharacteristically here in the first quarter. Sharp knocks it away. Harville gets it.
Uh-oh.
Hooks another pass down low.
Foul.
That's going to be a foul on Harzma, who got there late.
Didn't rotate very good.
It's going to put Guthrie on the line to shoot two. Well, I thought Sharp was going to have the steal initially. Didn't get it. And I wonder if Harzma thought she had it too and started to flinch the other direction to get out and run. Free throw good by Guthrie, her first point. 11-4 Warriors. This is a much better team than Sayo, though.
Yeah.
Sayo could barely run an offense when you didn't play defense. Dayton at least has a clue what they're trying to do and got a few kids that can shoot. There's a reach-in foul on, I think
Hedgecock.
That's on Hedgecock, yeah. Just their second team foul. Five on the Warriors. Warriors ball on the baseline, left side of the key. They go four low on this. Get it into 80 on top. Starts to drive. Bounce pass to McMullen. Good defense by Dayton. McMullen picks her dribble up. Gets it back to 80. 80 with the drive. Bounce pass
nice
to Sharp.
Pass.
Misses the left-handed lay-in. Ball's loose. Ripped out of there by 80. She's not going to get the shot. She's going to get fouled. She's got quick hands. My goodness. Her hands are so quick. Third team foul.
Foul's not on Maya Harzman.
Ball's loose, and they end up with it. Guthrie with it. Skips the pass over to Olivera, puts up a quick three, misses that one. Harville tips it to Guthrie. Out to Hedgecock for three, and she hits it. The Warriors giving them some hope here. It's 11-8.
Just not the same if you don't,
No, it's different when you don't have your starters. Inside out game. Kendall
maybe
for three.
Nope.
No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Should be.
Oh my goodness.
What is he looking at? Two white jerseyed hands knock the ball out of bounds. And he's going to change it. There we go. My goodness. That was horrible. So he corrected it. I think he replayed it in his mind and realized 80's hand wasn't anywhere near the ball. All right, Warriors basketball, they go four low again there. Get it out to McMullen. Oh, find Sharp in the middle. Bounce pass down low, 80 Nisley for the basket. Good feed from Sharp to Nisley. Nisley with five in the game. She should have about 10 already.
Oh,
and they're going to get Kendall on a block. Boy, the Warriors defensively really
step
sloppy.
Slow.
Yeah.
Just not moving her legs.
First foul on Kendall.
You can tell we got six fouls already. We just.
Yep. Free throw missed by Guthrie. Into the game, number 13, Logan Jackson. She replaces their only offensive option, Hedgecock. I think I'd leave Hedgecock in and just let her shoot threes, Ron. We've got six of their 8 points. Here we go. Second free throw is good. So, 13-9 Warriors, 1:43 to go in the first quarter. Harzma works her way up against Oliveira, gets a little screen, gets in deep,
oh,
all the way
my.
With the left hand, misses! Oh, there's a long pass ahead to Harville. Harville, Oliveira, inside, outside, Oliveira, mid-range jumper hits it. My goodness, the Warriors missing a lay-in at one end, give up a 15-foot jumper at the other. It's a 13-11 game. Hypo, sharp, drives, kicks, McMullen for two.
Nope.
No good, inside, 89 Isley.
We'll call foul.
I think they're gonna get a reach in on 33 Guthrie. Fourth team foul. Yeah, Hedgecock back in. Guthrie second. Gets Guthrie out, Hedgecock in. So quick break for Riley Hedgecock. She's got a pair of threes for them. And hey, they were fired up ready to play this game, aren't they?
Yep. Great. That's probably, I mean, their defense is good.
It is. McMullen over to Kendall. Kendall in the corner to Nisley. Back on top, McMullen. Under a minute to go now. Maya, the drive, hand check all the way, blocked from behind. Well, you're gonna let him hand check, you're in trouble. They get it ahead to Arroyo. Arroyo steps through, banks it, no good, gets it back on the other side. Arroyo in the left corner with it, feeds Oliveira in the middle of the lane, falls backwards and throws it up and in. My goodness. Christmas is still in effect in Dayton, apparently. 80 Nisley, little drive and kick. Kendall buries the mid-range jumper. Good to see. Allie Kendall, her first basket. 15-13 Warriors. Giving up 13 points to this team. Jed's not going to be happy. Warrior defense is discombobulated. Oliveira misses a three. Kendall with the rebound, and she is out of bounds.
Pushed.
Yeah, she got landed on. 15-13 Warriors, 5.7 to go in the first quarter. Dayton, Arroyo inbounds, left side of the key along the baseline, lobs it in. Oliveira, 4 seconds, dribbles to the right, crosses
traveled.
Over, traveled. Not the first one. It's just the first one they've called on him.
That's, she's got
1.4.
Three travels.
80, throws it deep, it's got a chance, oh, it's halfway down! Oh, 80 Nisley teasing us. 15-13 Warriors after one quarter. We'll be back after these messages. Start of the second quarter here from Dayton High School. 15-13 Warrior girls on top. And on the floor for the Warriors.
Starters.
No, it's not the starters.
Well, Kylie's back for
Well, we got Kendall and McMullen in there off the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then both Nisley's and Grove.
Maya
and Megan getting the rest. All right, here we go. See if they can stay out of foul trouble. Eliza and Sarah Lynn with two each. That changed the complexion of that first quarter. Try to go down low, throw it away. Kendall's pass, not a good one, intended for Grove. Arroyo with a steal. Arroyo's a good athlete, good defender.
Yeah.
She's got the ball on top right now. Swings it left side to Oliveira. Eliza right up on her. Don't try to steal
That's
the ball.
That's a moving screen.
Yep, and they're going to get Arroyo for the, I guess, it's a moving screen. It's just a block. I mean, she just kind of got in the way. Wasn't even really trying to set a screen.
Well, she,
what she was
she,
doing.
She rolled way before.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It wasn't really even a screen. It was just moving block in front of Eliza. High post, Sarah Lynn, looks low, not there, hands to 80, hooks a pass to Eliza, back out, Kendall, left corner, three,
Ellie.
Two. They're gonna give her two on that for McMullen. Good shot though, nice to see Ellie knock that, or Alyssa knock that down.
Oh, nice steal.
And steal by Kendall in the basket. I looked down, Kylie had a steal, 19-13 Warriors. Just play smart and force the bad pass, right?
Don't.
There's
a check. McMullen with a block. 80 with the rebound. Pushes ahead. She's got Eliza. Oh. Eliza kicks it out to McMullen. Mid-range Boom. Buries it. How do you like those apples, folks? Just like that. Alyssa knocks down a pair. Kylie gets one. It's 21-13 and a 30-second timeout.
Alyssa McMullen is an assassin. I mean, she was,
no hesitation, right? I mean, I've had some kids I've coached that didn't have a conscience. They had no hesitation, but they should have. Alyssa is well justified in her shooting.
I want her to shoot.
Catch and shoot that baby.
If I'm coaching her, shoot the dang thing.
Every time you're open and you have your feet set, it should be going up.
I'm never going to yell at you for shooting.
That girl can shoot the lights out. They did 800 free throws or something. She made 88%.
Yeah.
That's going to get better as she gets older. You know how shooters work. They get better as they get older. She's going to be a 90, 92% foul shooter here in a couple of years.
She watched her sister for 3 years. She knows.
And she's a... I have a term for her. I won't use it on the air. She's a lot... It's not a bad term. It's just... not very complimentary in most people's eyes. Guthrie, down low.
Good check.
And that's Hedgecock with the lay-in. No foul, though. That was good, no foul. She got it low. They get it ahead to Grove. Grove lays it up. Oh, and it spins off. Great pass ahead there. Found Grove. They throw ahead. Guthrie off the foot of Guthrie. Out of bounds. Alyssa plays with an edge. She's not as nice as her sister. I'll say that. She's got attitude.
Oh my.
Three-pointer from the corner. A little strong on that one. She had longer to shoot that. Yeah. And McMullen airballed that one. But she can keep shooting it. They throw it almost away. Oliveira on the sideline with it. Skip pass. Guthrie doesn't want to shoot. Back over to Oliveira. She works to the right. Spins. Gets in deep. Throws up junk. Misses. Saved by Eliza to 80. 80 ahead to McMullen. McMullen didn't realize she was all by herself. Now they catch up. Arroyo blocks the shot and fouls her. Good left hand by McMullen. Ellie is one of the most genuinely nice people you'll ever meet. And on the floor, she still has that sweet complexion. Alyssa is edgier. When she goes out on that floor, she's not as compassionate for other people. How about that? She plays, gets the free throw to drop. She plays with an edge that you don't see a lot of freshmen play with.
No.
She knows she's a good shooter. She's just a tough competitor and just tough. I don't know. This is all complimentary of her, trust me. Nothing but good things to say about her. She just has a different, Ellie's a better outside shooter at this point in her career. Ellie's an incredible shooter. Alyssa's got a great mid-range. They get it ahead. Kick it back out. Guthrie for a mid-range shot. No good. Ball tipped loose. Ends up in Oliveira's hands. 23-15 Warriors. It's a 7-2 run this quarter for the Warriors. Might be more than that. They kick it out. Missed shot by Guthrie. Chases down her own shot. Got to be careful out there. 80 almost ran up on her. Eliza anticipates the pass, slides down, and cuts it off. And she accelerates going the other way.
So
she's
fast.
She's just faster than everybody else, and she scored.
Might have got fouled.
Yeah. She had the ball at one baseline, outran three Dayton players with the ball. There's a steal by Grove. Gets it to McMullen. She slows it up a little bit. Now crosses over. Leaves it for 80 down low. Back out to Alyssa. Yeah, it's a three. A little strong. Sarah Lynn tips it away. Can't save it. Eliza with her second bucket. 4 points. 80 gets a break. Into the game, Maya. Oh, and Scharf going to be in the next.
Too late.
Can't do that. Scharf going to be in the next dead ball. You got to stop this if you're the official and start it over.
Yeah.
My goodness. There was an inadvertent buzzer. Almost led to a travel by Dayton. They thought there was a stoppage in play. Ball knocked loose. Maya with the steal.
Left hand.
Oliveira trying to chase her down. She takes it in with the left
Maya
hand.
Got fouled.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
she was fouled.
My.
No call. But McMullen with the steal
now
and she is
foul.
A jump ball.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, Ron. Those were bad no calls. Alyssa out and Scharf in. So Scharf, Kendall, and Grove on the floor. So there's your big three out there now. So that puts Kendall out more on a wing. See if she can capitalize on that and hit some shots. Guthrie. Back over to Oliveira. They play catch out top. Guthrie fakes the three. And the ball knocked away. And there's Kendall sliding in. Hardesman got a hand on it. Kendall slid in and almost got the steal. Instead, it's a jump ball going to the Warriors.
Have to give her a steal.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, nothing I said about Alyssa, Ron, should be taken to be a criticism at all of either girl. They're just different girls.
Yeah.
And Alyssa brings her own, Sarah Lynn with her foot on the sideline as she caught the ball. Alyssa just brings her own dynamic to the floor when she's playing.
She's the same way in soccer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. She is a competitor and you can see it on her face and her body language all the time. Guthrie skips it over to Oliveira on top. 25-15 Warriors, under 4 minutes to go in the first half now. Guthrie travels all the time.
Every time. Oh, that's gotta be
something. Now they're gonna call jump ball. That's probably the right call because I think Eliza had a hand on that as she was falling forward and traveling. She had a hand on the ball. So that's a jump ball. That'll go to Dayton underneath. Hedgecock looking to inbound. Gets it out on top to Guthrie. Guthrie works left. Bounce pass to Harville. Back out on top. Fake. Blocked shot out there by Eliza and
Sarah.
Yeah, she blocked Hedgecock. Sarah comes out of there with the rebound. Harsman on the right side with it. Gets bumped. Crosses back to the left. Loses
goodness.
It. And a jump ball. As Scharf got a hand on it with
Maya was
Guthrie.
side swiped, hit and run. The ball went loose. Didn't call that, but called the jump when everybody's on the ground.
Warriors ball on the alternating possession. Grove with it out on top. Hands to Harsma. Harsma directing traffic. Goes back to Eliza on the left. Nisely. Looking for a cutter, not there. Works to the right. Bounce pass to Harsma on the wing. Harsma hits Scharf. 14-footer. Good. Catch and shoot, Megan Scharf. She's got six, leading the Warriors in scoring along with Alyssa. 27-15 Warriors. Oliveira to Guthrie. Throws it away. Knocked away by Eliza. Stolen by Scharf. Gets it to Harsma, ahead to Eliza. Eliza, pump fake, lets everybody go by, lays it up and in. She let two guys go by with that little pump fake. She's got six. 29-15 Warriors. Just 2 points this quarter. It's a 14-2 quarter for the Warriors. Oliveira to Guthrie. Drives, kicks to Oliveira. Baseline jumper, no good. Nisely throws it ahead to Scharf. Scharf gonna take it in and throw it down.
Oh,
no,
man.
It's blocked. She's fouled. Oliveira thought she had the block. Thought she was gonna throw it down.
Yeah.
Or get thrown down or fall down or, yeah. We're looking for a one-hand dunk there out of Scharf. We didn't get it. She gets fouled though. She'll go to the line and shoot too.
Hey, she was out in front of the break. Let's give her that
was.
Credit.
She saw that.
Oh.
Saw that play develop and got out and hustled. Misses the first free throw. Good crowd here tonight. Scharf buries the second one. Not spending as much time thinking at the foul line anymore. She's eliminated that from her routine when she goes to the line. It's working better, I think. Her shot looks better. Oliveira works left. Looks frustrated all the time. Turns it over off the hands of Guthrie. Liliana right out, catches Guthrie on the bench. Makes sure she doesn't get hurt. Good sportsmanship by those Warrior girls. Harsma. Oliveira, a good defender, good soccer player. Right up on her.
Oh, she's
Harsma
traveled.
Almost traveled. Might have held that pivot foot. I don't know. Down low. Grove lays it up. Foul
yeah.
And scores. Great pass from Kendall. Kendall with a great pass from about 28 feet away. Fired it down there to a cutting Grove from left to right. She caught it, scored, drew the foul. Sarah Lynn, her first points of the game. Of course, she was in early foul trouble in that first quarter. Hasn't picked up one here in the second quarter. Buries the free throw. 33-15, Ron. Warriors up by 18 now. Guthrie picks it up. Over to Oliveira. McMullen coming in, next dead ball. Guthrie, three-pointer, looks good, is. Malin Guthrie with 6 points in the game breaks a pretty big scoring drought for them. 15-point Warrior lead, 33-18. Kendall works left, gives it to Nisley. Eliza turns the corner, back to Kendall on top, swings it left side.
Ooh. Three-pointer for Maya Harzma.
We love it.
Good. We oh, love it. I love
catch
Maya.
Catch and shoot. Catch and shoot.
Shooting that three. Oh, I love it. On top.
Let's be watching her brothers.
They swing it to the right side. Maya, travel. I love seeing Maya shoot that three. Guthrie again hits another
she travels,
three.
Jeff.
Yeah, she does every time. And if I were Jed, I'd be in the ear of that official about that.
Because she takes two steps yep. to get ready to
shoot.
Well,
it's the same thing they called in the boys' game, like on George. They need to call it in the girls' game.
Oh,
blind pass, trying to find, Eliza trying to find a cutting Sharp. Sharp wasn't cutting yet. 36-21 Warriors, under a minute to go here in the first half. Olivera with it, puts up a three, no good, long rebound. Sharp, powering down the other way, puts the brakes on, spins away from Olivera, bounce
nice
pass to Grove, lays it up, oh, missed it, gets it back, scores and fouled! So no assist for Sharp. I think that's what they're laughing about. But Grove gets the basket, goes to the line. 38-21, Amity. 36.7 seconds left to go here in the first half. Back into the game, McMullen and 80. McMullen will come in for Sarah Lynn, though. So she'll have to wait. Jackson back into the game as she replaces Guthrie. Getting everybody set around the foul line here. Grove to the line to shoot one. Buries it. Free throw shooting is pretty good for the Warriors tonight, Ron. They are.
I got us 5 for 6.
Yep, exactly. We'll take that. 83% all night long. Grove out. So she and Eliza get their minutes here in the second quarter without picking up another foul. So they both have two fouls going to the third quarter. Olivera works left, lobs it to the corner. Wanted to shoot the three, not there. Shoots the two. That's Hedgecock misses. Nisley with a rebound. 80. Looking ahead. Nothing there. Going to drive.
Crossover.
Puts the brakes on. Steps through. Draws the foul. Olivera on the arm. Two shots coming for 80 Nisley. That's Olivera's second. Get her out with 17 seconds to go. Nisley will shoot one first, and then they'll get the sub. 80. 5 points in the game, 6 points in the game. That one had good backspin on it, Ron.
That was a nice shot.
Didn't have that thumb action. That was good. Every once in a while, that thumb gets a little too involved in a shot, and you see it start to spin sideways.
Mm-hmm. Well, she spins it sideways before she shoots. That was nice.
Hits them both with excellent backspin, no thumb on the ball. Good job, 80. She's got 7 in the first half. 41-21 Warriors. Largest lead of the game. Three-pointer, no good. Ball tipped to Harzma with 8 seconds.
About
she
time.
Fires out. Oh, she just blows right by everybody for the lay-in. They had no idea she was coming. Hedgecock not paying attention. And Harzma runs by her like she's standing still.
Well.
Warriors take a 2-point lead after one. Turn it into a 22-point lead headed to halftime, Ron. What were you going to say? I cut you off there.
Even if they would have seen her coming, she's going to outrun them.
All you could have done is foul her, right?
Welcome to soccer last year. When she didn't have the Nisley, she had so many fast break goals.
Yep.
Just run by everybody if they get the ball to her.
All right. We'll take a break here. Be back with some halftime numbers for you on KLYC. 1260 AM McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Dayton High School where the Warrior girls put an absolute clinic on in that second quarter. They had a rough first quarter. They got in some foul trouble. Eliza and Sarah Lynn both picked up two early ones. They defensively, they weren't rotating well. It was just not a well-played first quarter. And they found themselves up 15-13. After two quarters, it's now 43-21 in favor of Amity. So I'm going to do some quick math. That's a 28-8.
Run in the second quarter.
Second quarter.
Yes. And they were 3 for 8 from the field, but, well, excuse me, 1, 2. Those were three-pointers that were just kept them in the ballgame.
Yeah. They've got 4 threes in the game, 3 twos.
They're 8 for 16 from the field, but four of them are threes.
Yeah.
We were 7 for 14 in the first quarter, and we're 10 for 17 in the second quarter.
Yeah, a little bit better. And we didn't have the turnovers in the second quarter. First quarter, we made some mistakes.
Yeah, we have 5 turnovers for the halves, and they have 11, which we've turned into
a bunch of points.
But our strength is our speed. Just get out and go.
A.D. Nisley, Harzma, and Megan Sharp with 7 each. Eliza Nisley and McMullen and Grove with 6 each. Kendall with 4. That's the kind of balance you like as a coach.
Yeah.
All 7 players highly involved in the offense. And all of them getting out and running, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Megan Sharp was out and running.
Yeah.
Leading the break a couple times. Good to see.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes here and be back with some second half action. We'll throw some music your way. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here, getting ready to get this third quarter going from Dayton High School. Amity Warrior girls with a 43-21 lead over the Dayton Pirates. It was a close one in the first quarter, 15-13. Amity with a 2-point lead. It was a sloppy first quarter for the Warriors. A lot of fouls, turned the ball over, didn't play very good defense. Second quarter, they flipped the switch and played like they know they can play. Starters back on the floor, Sharp, Grove, Harzma, Nisley. A.D. and Sarah Lynn with 2 fouls each in that first quarter. That really disrupted the flow, something they got to work on, staying out of that early foul trouble. For the Pirates, they're back with their starters, Quinlan, Oliveira, Arroyo, Hedgecock, and Guthrie. They were led by Guthrie with 9, Hedgecock with 8 leading scorers in the game, but only 21 total. Warriors on defense. Oliveira in the corner to Guthrie for 3. Good challenge there by Grove. Ball's loose, and if it's loose, the Warriors will get it most of the time. 80 goes full speed the other way, leans in, doesn't get the call.
Should be ours.
Oh, and they're going to say it's Dayton ball, out of bounds. Good attack by 80, just couldn't quite get the finish. Guthrie throws ahead to Hedgecock, over to Arroyo on the right side, wants to go right, cut off by Harzma.
Oh.
Double dribbled, got away with it, I think.
Yeah.
On top, Oliveira. Oliveira works left to Quinlan. Quinlan traveled, got away with it over and over again. They go down low.
Wait,
reverse lay-in, no good. Sharp tips, Grove with the rebound. Controls it, finally. Gets it to Eliza. Ahead to 80. Back to Eliza.
Ooh.
Throws up a tough shot, but Sharp with the rebound. She's blocked. Harzma with the ball. Oh, Harzma can't get to it. She was trying to toe tip that line, grab it while it was about 2 feet out of bounds. Couldn't quite corral it. Dayton inbounds. Guthrie with it. Throws ahead to Quinlan. Knocked away by Sharp. Knocked away. Couldn't get it. Oliveira gets it. Ahead to Quinlan. Travels. Oh, my goodness. But she throws it away. Eliza with a steal. Ahead to 80. 80 will chase this one down. Lay it up and in. Boy, they're fast. I don't know what else to say. When one sees the other one's going to get the steal,
the other one takes off.
At track speed, right?
Yeah.
Like full speed, outrun everybody, and they just throw it ahead. And about 1 out of 10 times, they throw it out of bounds trying to lead them, but so aggressive. Guthrie on the right wing drives, loses it. Oh, ends up in the hands of Hedgecock, and she's fouled by Eliza, her third. Snuck that one through. Hedgecock to the line to shoot 2. You look tired, Cicely.
3 straight games.
Huber's wiped out here.
3 straight games. 3 o'clock, 4:30, and 6.
She's young. She have almost boundless energy at your age.
It was her day off today, too.
Well, she could have slept in then.
Yeah. She's good.
Hedgecock misses the first, gets the second. She's got 9 in the game. Warriors ball up 45-22. Maya ahead to Eliza. Back to Maya on the cut. Knocked away by Hedgecock. Not a good play. You don't have to force that. We commit to it a little too soon, I think, on that cut to the hoop. There's 80 with a steal. 80 going one-on-one with Oliveira. Drew the foul. No call. 80 gets the lay-in. I think they would have called it if she'd missed. 80 with 11 in the game now. They throw it ahead to Arroyo. Arroyo crosses over. Gets in deep. Nowhere to go. Travel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to talk about it. But they got it right. One official consulted with the other one, making sure they weren't calling something else. But they got it right. There's a travel. 47-22 Warriors. See if they can get up by 30 and get this clock running in the fourth, Ron.
Lay-in.
Maya all the way to the basket with the left hand. Gets the lay-in. Just because Ron says lay-in doesn't mean it's always true. We know that. Every once in a while he gets that wrong. Hedgecock loses it. Gets it back 10 feet from the basket. Misses. Partially blocked by Sharp. Ball out of bounds off of Harville.
16 turnovers. I can see why Harville's not playing. She's got
some leg problems. Some physical issues with those legs. She played much better the last 2 years. Harzma drives. It's stripped away. Might have gone off of Maya, but we get the call on that one. Harville out and Quinlan back in. Yeah, maybe shin splints. That's what she's running like.
Yeah.
Both legs hurting. And I had shin splints one time. What a miserable existence.
Tried the lob again.
They tried the lob. Sarah is just a little short on that. She's a bank it, Ron.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to finesse it. Put it up stronger.
Well, people all around her. You're going to get...
Quinlan saves it out of bounds. Warriors ball.
Turnovers are mounting.
Yeah. Well, anytime Quinlan touches it, there's a good chance it's going to be a turnover. Harzma ahead to Nisley, 80, or Eliza drives, pulls up from six, banks it in. No help defense coming across. She just attacked 8 points in the game and a jump ball as 80 ties up Oliveira. Warriors ball on the alternating possession.
Have to call that a turnover.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
Warriors right corner, Eliza drives baseline, pulls up from 10, can't get it. I like that shot though. Little head fake, gets into the mid-range. Oh, that's gotta be offensive. Oh my goodness, how do you call that? Eliza standing there, minding her own business. Oliveira out of control.
That's
totally out of control, and you bail her out with the offense, with the blocking foul. That's the fourth on Eliza. That is an absolutely horrible call. I don't care if it is a 51-22 game. Eliza very frustrated. She's like, I don't know what else you want me to do. Stand there, hold my ground, hands straight up in the air, get run over, and you call a foul on me. Absolutely ridiculous call. Blocked shot by Harzma, can't save it. Quinlan trying to get a shot off on Maya. That's JV versus all district right there. What that is. They get the ball in. Guthrie wants to drive, cut off by McMullen, out on top to Arroyo. Arroyo shuffles it. There's a travel. They call this one. Finally. That's been going on all night, folks. This time they catch
Hedgecock
in that. Warriors with the ball up by 29. Grove wanted to go to 80. She wasn't looking. Out on top to Alyssa. Mullen works right. Back to Grove. Grove.
Ooh,
throws it away over the head. She's going to Maya, but Maya was cutting to the middle of the lane. Grove threw it about 2 feet too high for Maya.
Rare turnover. Jed closes his eyes.
You would think Jed was having a horrible night. He's not.
He's
up 51-22. He wants
intense.
Every play to be run right. They're working on perfection, not mediocrity. Warriors with a steal. That was McMullen knocking away. There's a pass ahead.
Nice
80 with the left-hand lay-in.
See her adjust.
Yep. Realized where she caught the ball. Came out the other side with the left hand. Nice job. 53-22 Warriors. Guthrie picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Arroyo in the right corner. Mid-range jumper good. For about 18 feet. Arroyo with her first basket of the game. Warriors up 19, 53-24. McMullen. That's got to be a foul. No call. 80. There's a kick.
I think you need to work on your math.
What's my math?
Well, it's more than 19.
Oh, we're up 29. Sorry. You're right. 53-24. I just had us up 31 a minute ago.
Uh-oh,
left corner three. 80 misses everything by about 4 feet, 5 feet over the rim. A little strong from that left corner. She'll keep shooting, though. Backdoor. 80 knocks it away. Oliveira gets it and tied up by Scharf. Oliveira thrashing around down there like a trout on the bank of South Lake.
Might have a bloody nose. Oh, feels like a bloody nose.
Yeah, I've had those. Arroyo to inbound. Lobs it into Guthrie. Guthrie travels. No call. Banks it. Misses. Grove battling.
Oh,
ball's loose. 80 with it. Foul. No call. Throws it ahead to McMullen. McMullen takes it in. Spins. Back up with the right. Lays it in. I think she was going to go with that left and just it bobbled the ball as it came up. She's got 8 in the game. Great pass by 80 nicely. Drive by Arroyo. Gets in deep and scores.
Beats not very
Grove
good defense
off the drive.
There.
Yeah. Grove got a little flat-footed on that. Didn't slide step. 55-26 Warriors, 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Grove out on top, swings it to Harzma. Let's see Harzma shoot another three here.
She had an open look.
She did. She doesn't like to shoot, but you need to shoot sometimes as a point guard. They feed Scharf in the post, turns to the left hand, scores
got
and
it.
Foul.
Nice pass.
Foul on Arroyo. Great pass. From Harzma to Scharf. Scharf with 9 in the game. Got that one right.
This group of girls, you really don't have to point out any errors to them because they know. They know when they make mistakes. They know basketball well enough.
2:28 left to go. Third quarter. 57-26 Warriors. Scharf rattles it. Won't stay home. 80 with the rebound. Turns and scores. She's so quick, folks. I don't know what else to say, but she's quick and she's tenacious. She wants every ball. And she has a nose for not picking up the fouls, right?
Yeah, she's just in like a split second. Difference.
Ball's loose, 80 with the steal, gets the ball over to Alyssa while she's laying on her belly. And so aware of where her teammates are all the time.
What's
80,
that
right
one?
Corner three. Nah, misses that one.
I think Jets talked to him about it. If you're open, I want you to shoot it.
Maybe so. Grove on the left wing with it. Good rebound there by Harzma. Grove drives, draws the foul. She'll shoot two. Just the second foul this half on Dayton. Warriors have two as well. 59-26. And Sarah Lynn to the line.
I think you're going to get your wish.
Kendall
we're up 33.
Kendall in. Grove misses the first one. She was 2 for 2 from the line before that. Had a couple of three-point plays earlier tonight.
Hurried it.
Yeah, see if she can get this one here. She's shooting better, not as much arch on the ball. That one a little long. Knocked away. 80 picks it up and scores. Oh, my goodness. Kendall knocked it away. And 80 just always paying attention and just so quick to the ball. Gets the lay-in out of it because she was hustling. Quinlan misses. Grove with a rebound. Gets it to Harzma. Harzma with a minute and a half to go third quarter. Warriors up 35.
Could
McMullen
be.
McMullen right corner three. Buries it. Oh, my goodness. Ice in her veins. Catch and shoot from the corner. Just daggers coming from that right hand. Oliveira on top. 80 hounding her. Gets the ball to Guthrie who travels. Steps in for a deep two. Misses it. Ball inside. Knocked away. Quinlan chases it down back out to Guthrie. McMullen right up on her. Picks up her dribble. McMullen.
I don't know what else to do. I'm
just Guthrie gonna... throws it off McMullen's leg and out of bounds. Lucky. Alyssa almost was able to get that ball before it went out.
It's such a change in the years that I've watched girls. Dayton used to do this to us.
Yeah.
And Wilhelmina used to do this to us.
Oliveira just... with the ball, yep. Working on 80. 80 picks her pocket. You're going to cross that over three times on 80. She goes with the left hand. Misses. Grove finishes it. Nice hustle by Sarah Lynn. Way to run the floor. She's got 8. Warriors up 40, Ron.
Yeah, turnovers are really.
Guthrie. And the Warriors aren't pressing. They're just pressuring in the half court. There's a steal by Grove. Grove will take it in. Bumped. Almost got the shot to go. Great body control by Grove as she got pushed. Able to flick that up off the backboard to get it to catch the rim at least. Gave herself a chance. Just needs to slow down at the foul line. Take her time. This is where you need a routine. When you've run the floor.
Take your time. Slow down. Shoot it.
Buries
it. Out of the way. The first, those last two, she didn't get her I don't know. She didn't get it all collected before she shot it.
Second one?
Nope.
Gets that one to drive Alpha. Arvey's decided there's no doubt in this one. He's going to take off. Good night to Arvey Nelson. He's down there keeping my wife company during the game, entertaining her with stories. Guthrie looking
that's
for
who
a
we need
on there.
That's who we need up here with stories.
He's got a lot.
Because when these games get out of control, we should have Arvey sitting by
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he could just regale us for hours.
Back in 1948.
I remember a game. Warriors get the turnover on the travel. 68-26 Warriors.
Arvey coached girls softball for quite a few years.
Yes, he did. Warriors go back door.
That pass.
80 misses the shot, gets it back, and misses it again. Maya tips it loose. Ball's loose, chased down by number 35.
Good luck.
And Maya takes it from her, but can't hang on to it. Ball's loose. We're going to get a foul called probably on Maya there. A lot of reaching in going on the floor there.
He's calling on 11.
I think it's on Maya. See, yep, it's going to be on Maya. That's what, her second, first? We are at the end of three. The Warriors with a 68-26 lead.
He called a foul on them. He called a foul.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. I don't know what's going on.
Well, she can.
The clock expired. They said they're going to put some time back on the clock and call the foul on number 13.
No, 31. 31 White.
There's no 31.
Okay, then he.
That'd be 13. Jackson.
Yeah.
So Warriors get it with a half a second and they dribble it out. All right, now we'll go to break, folks. 68-26 after three. We'll be right back.
Plate.
Fourth quarter, getting ready to start here from Dayton High School. The Warrior girls with a typical second and third quarter. Not a typical first quarter. After one, the Warriors were up 15-13. They had a 22-point lead after two and a 42-point lead after three. So a couple of quarters where they were up by 20 during that quarter. So from the first to the third quarter, the Warriors outscored Dayton 53-13. Which is kind of what we expected. All right. On the floor for the Warriors, Scharf, Wilson, Kendall, McMullen, and Harzma. Harzma should be running clock now, up 42. Scharf hands to Harzma. Working against a 2-3 zone. Except Quinlan didn't know they were playing a 2-3 zone. She went with her man. Kendall on the right angle. High post, Wilson.
Oh, she
tries to go down to Scharf. Does.
Nice.
Scharf gets a basket. Great pass. Scharf with 11 in the game and the assist from Kylie Wilson. They wanted Wilson to shoot that, I think.
Our JV girls had a road game this afternoon at Delphi.
Oh.
And then came over here after.
That's because Dayton doesn't have a JV girls program.
Which
Kendall
is,
with a knockaway at McMullen with a steal. Yeah, ridiculous.
That's not. Look at all the girls that got
sitting school
down
of 300. Well, look at, they got 20 cheerleaders.
Yeah.
No basketball players. Wilson, high post, lobs to Scharf. Can't save it.
Shoot the ball, Kylie.
Kylie, yeah, I think that's what they're going to tell her. Jed's telling her, don't be timid. You're catching the ball at the elbow. They're not guarding you. Turn around. By the time she's catching it, she's really about 12 feet from the basket. She can shoot. Arroyo knocked away by McMullen. Clock continues to run. 6.5 minutes to go.
We should be done in 6.5 minutes.
We should be done in just about that. Nobody call a timeout or commit a foul. It'd be nice, huh? Olivera in the backcourt with it. Harzma picks her up. Swing it over in the left angle. Guthrie feeds the high post. Arroyo turns. Fouled by Wilson. Well, I've got a little special ending for you folks out there. So if you
stay to the end.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Ron won't hear it, but you guys will hear it out there. I had a little special opening if you heard that. I decided to record an opening and a closing. So I don't have to say anything, just that's it for us and put them to the closing.
We got a home game on Friday night.
We do. Who
Taft.
Do we have?
Taft.
That'll be close. There's a miss by Oliveira. She misses a pair. Kendall with the rebound. Not Oliveira. Royal missed a pair. Inside. Oh. Wilson fouled. No call. Kicks it out. McMullen fakes the three. Fakes the drive over to Harves. No, back to McMullen. She can shoot it from there. Sharp. Down low. Back Ooh. Out. McMullen Ooh. Swings to Harzma. To Kendall. Left corner. 18-footer buries it. It's coming along, Ron. She's making that mid-range. It really helps.
Well, she's 3 for 5.
And they've all, two of them been mid-range shots, right? Guthrie. Drives. Kicks. Arroyo. 17-footer. Misses.
Kylie.
Wilson gets right in there and ties up Guthrie, who thought she was going to have a putback over McMullen. 72-26. What? No, they didn't stop the clock. 5:08
and counting. When you watch Kylie Wilson, she has an uncanny, like we've been saying, an uncanny knack of getting to where the ball's going to come down on rebounds.
Going to get Wilson for a foul. She may be fouled out of this game, though. She's not careful. She's got two now.
She's all right.
I just want to see Kylie get, emotionally assertive. She just doesn't, I want to see that fire that I'm sure is in there. Ball knocked away by McMullen, picked up by Harzma.
Well, we know her, DNA.
Yeah.
And it's not.
I think it's there.
Yeah.
I think she's just, she's kind of been in the shadow of some of these other freshman girls.
Well, she's been in the shadow of her two brothers.
That too. So I think just her getting more assertive emotionally and mentally is going to make her, a really nice basketball player. She does a lot of good things on the floor.
Lay in.
Right there. Little short. Gets it back. Puts it up. No good. Gets it back again.
Go up, Kylie.
To Kendall. Kendall's shot blocked. Sharp with the rebound. Puts it up. Misses.
Oh,
we only had 4 missed shots there, but we got 3 offensive rebounds. That's the only good news. McMullen with a steal on Oliveira and a high dribble carry.
Comes in the game. She tells them who they're guarding.
Yeah, she's already on it. Liliana right out in the game. And Maya gets out. Arroyo at the elbow. Check. Blocked by Wilson. Rebounded by Sharp. Gets it to Rideout. Rideout to McMullen. To Kendall on the left wing. 3:20 to go.
Ooh, she's wide.
Down in the corner to Sharp. Thought she might take that three. Rideout.
Oh,
turned it over. Nope. Kendall with great hustle to get it back. Hands it to Rideout. Lily. Back to Kendall. Wilson.
Oh,
step through. What a move by Kylie Wilson. Fake left. Gave her the up fake. Step back with the right hand. Kylie Wilson lays it up and in. What a move by the freshman. Great defense right there by Kylie. Kendall on the missed shot. She got in position to influence that. And the rebound to the Warriors. Kendall. High post. Wilson knocked away. Trying to, kind of telegraphing that a little bit, huh? Throw it ahead, McMullen steals that one.
Speaking of
McMullen
telegraph.
McMullen accelerates away and lays it up and in. Alyssa McMullen with another basket. She had 6 at halftime. She's got 13 now. Arroyo shovels a pass in the corner to Guthrie. Doubled back to Arroyo down low. Knocked away
Alyssa.
By McMullen again. Wilson with it. Over to Alyssa. 2:08 to go. Timeout called by Jed so he can get
these
Bryce
other two girls
and Christensen in. Yep. 30-second timeout. Just a sub timeout. '76-26 Warriors. Pretty exciting. Very exciting.
The boys, if the boys will watch the game, their intensity, the girls' intensity is not the same as the girls.
Yeah. I like the matching shirts. It's nice, Ashley. Uh-huh. I think you need to dye your hair blonde. And then you and Penny can match. Get the same tops, black pants. Does she get her some Nike or some Cons? Get her some Cons. You have those? You have the same pair?
Wow.
You guys could do this. Get a wig. All right, Warriors with the ball under 2 minutes to go. Right out, fouled on the drive. 15 foul on Dayton.
We don't have any other subs. You can't get Kylie out. He's got his,
Yeah, that's okay. It's good to have a, it's nice to have a veteran player out there to be able to kind of control the flow of the game a little bit, settle people down. Amanda's doing like, she wants to sub, but that's a volleyball motion, so I don't know what she's doing.
Scores 76 to 26. The Dayton coach has got a problem with somebody.
They don't have the right number, do they? They've got, I don't know what the problem is. I don't see any duplicate numbers out there. They lob in. Wilson hands to right out. Scoops, fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. I don't know what the problem was. Oh, hair thing. Metal on it. All right, minute 25 to go. Right out to the line to shoot two. Another freshman. Airballs the first one. I thought it looked good. I almost said it looks good. She's got one more coming, though.
She'll make this one.
She will. Faith in Lillian. Buries it. There we go. She's in the scorebook. So only Caden and Emily haven't scored tonight. See if we can get them something. Wiro with the ball. Knocked away, stolen by Kendall. Kendall slows it down, doesn't take the fast break. Wants to get somebody else involved. Right out. Back out to Kendall. Right out in the corner. Feeds Wilson. Wilson loses it, gets it back, and scores.
I think she was going that way.
I thought she wanted to go left. But maybe she lost and ended up on the right side. Good job by Kai. That's what I'm talking about, having that one veteran out there, right? Christensen ties up the pass. Alternating possession goes to Amity.
I think. We should just
45 seconds.
Get it in and hold on to it.
That's a long time to hold the ball, Ron. 40 seconds. I think you got to get Emily a shot here.
Well, if she touches it, she'll shoot it.
She will. Here it comes. She thought about it. She's 26 feet from the basket. Right out. Picks up her dribble to Rice. Down in the corner, Christensen. Rice cuts through. Christensen, couple of dribbles.
Uh-oh.
Turns the corner. Shoots.
Ooh.
Misses. Rice with a rebound on the weak side. Jump ball.
Cheers. It's the ball game. Nice to meet you.
10 seconds to go. Clock's running. 79-26, folks. The final score here from Dayton High School as the Warriors outscore the Pirates. After the first quarter, well, 11 to nothing in this quarter. After the first quarter, they outscore them 64 to 13. All right, folks. For the Warriors, just great balance tonight. Alyssa McMullen had 6 in the first half, 13 in the game. 80 Nisley with 10, 15, 17 in the game. Harzma with 9. Eliza Nisley with 8. Sarah Lynn Grove with 10 points. Kylie Kendall with 6. Megan Scharf with 11 for the Warriors. All right, next game, Friday evening at Amity against Taft High School. 6 o'clock start. If you can't be there, make sure you are here.
We got some games coming up here. We play Western Christian on Saturday, the boys do. And then Monday we play Horizon Christian at Harrisburg. Tuesday is, I think, home. Thursday's away, and then Saturday's home. So we got
a lot of games coming up.
6 games in the next 7 or 8 days.
Yeah. Should be fun. All right, for Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.